Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I got a call at supper time this evening from Chris Wallace, and he offered his apology to me directly. I had not heard from him until supper time today. When he called, he did apologize, and I was happy to accept his apology, and we'll move on.
My God, is this the most ridiculous thing? Much ado about nothing, 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 nothing. Is it sexist to have called Michelle Bachmann a flake? Are you a flake? Chris Wallace's question, and then his apology that I figure came about because his bosses at Fox News said, you better apologize to her. So that's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the presidential race. Maybe we get some time to talk about this ridiculous situation with the TSA. So we have lots of ridiculosa here on the countdown with certainly plenty of input from you at 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for this hour. And the focus on Michelle Bachmann getting a lot of attention one way or another, where Wallace grills her about the history of questionable statements that she continues to make, too, by the way. Some she sticks by. He's talking about the John Adams thing. Anyway, are you a flake is what is the bottom line question. And she maintained that she was a serious person, a serious candidate, called the question insulting. Was it? If you're a Bachmann fan, I guess it was. If you aren't, who cares? 800-510-8255. This is the question for some. Most of the people that I've heard from on Michelle Bachmann on this program have been women. And so the question that has been put forth, I think Yahoo News had this question, is it sexist to call her a flake? Judge for yourself. Speak for yourself. 800-510-8255. How is that compared to the anti-Obama vitriol from the right? Is it any insult? Anything that's said to someone who's right of center gets a different treatment than the things that are said about the current president left of center. 800-510-8255. Brett Baer on Fox talked to Bill Kristol and Charles Krauthammer about the flake question.
We received literally hundreds of emails from people who were irate about the question, many of them from women who thought that a Republican male candidate would not be asked that type of question that way. The fallout from that, Bill?
Look, I think it was great for her. George H.W. Bush, the first President Bush, running for as vice president. Remember there was this whole controversy, was he a wimp or something like that? Wasn't that it? And didn't Dan Rather ask him a question kind of in an obnoxious way in late 1987? I've forgotten the details. And Bush really struck back in a strong way and sort of reassured Republicans that he was up to taking on the mainstream media. I don't want to compare Chris to Dan Rather for a minute. I think Chris was just trying to say, you know, this is a reputation that some people have ascribed to you, but he let her answer it. And I think she's put the issue away. You know, she'll make occasional gaffes. Everyone does. Some people are more prone to speaking to that than others. But at the end of the day, I think she'll be judged by her message. And that's, in a way, in that respect, yesterday's interview did her a service, I think.
I would say that considering how often Chris has questioned me on the air as if I was a flake, I wish he'd actually asked me one straight out. Look, it's simply a convention. If you're a questioner, the rule is supposed to be you say, other people are calling you a flake. How do you react? You know, if you'd done it that way, nobody would have mentioned anything. He asked it in a direct way, which is essentially what everybody does, except in this sort of artificial construction, and he got assaulted for that. I think it's a legitimate question that you can ask of a male or a female candidate. I would ask it of Ron Paul, and that's not a sexist thing. People have said some things. He wants to abolish the Fed and FEMA and practically everything. So it's a legitimate question in some context. I don't think it's a matter of sexism.
Bottom line, Michelle Bachmann is going to be a force, not only in Iowa, maybe South Carolina and elsewhere.
Absolutely. I think particularly if she wins in Iowa, she will be a first-year candidate and a contender in every state.
800-510-8255. Fact check. Let's listen for a minute to Michelle Tafoya, radio host asking PolitiFact's Bill Adair if they check the facts on President Obama.
How often is the president looked at?
Oh, very often. We have checked him many, many times, I think well over 200. I'm going to try to pull up his record here. We have a new iPhone app. I'll get in a little plug for it.
Absolutely.
And the iPhone app pulls together the percentages like that. And I can tell you for President Obama that we have checked him. Give me a second.
That's here. All right.
I know we've checked him more than 200 times, and his record is pretty mixed. He's gotten we have checked him a total of 304 times. 25% of the statements have been rated true, 22% mostly true. Down at the bottom of the scale, 16% have been false, and 1% have been pants on fire.
Right. Okay. So that is, I guess, a statistic to hold your thoughts for a moment. When we come back, the same conversation, that is Michelle Tafoya with Bill Adair, talking about how many things Michelle Bachmann has been saying that are just not true. 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn 5 to 10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon. Make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Michelle Bachmann is or isn't a flake. Can you believe that that's the most important thing so far this week on talk radio? Here's back to Michelle Tafoya, and it's got Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com. Here, you heard him talk about the president a few minutes ago, and I think the president has lots to answer for, no question about that. But does Michelle Bachmann listen to this?
I have 11 seconds from Michelle Bachmann on the released oil reserves. So let's take a listen, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, that's why this week it's ironic and sad that the president released all of the oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve, because the president doesn't have an energy policy.
You think?
Now, she said all of the oil. Is it possible that she just meant all that oil?
Yeah, it is possible. We rated that false because one of our principles, our Truthometer rulings follow some journalistic principles, and the number one principle is words matter. The way that politicians say things, the specific wording, is the most important thing we consider. And in this case, she said all of the oil, and that's not accurate. The amount that the president released is actually only about 4%. So that earned a false on our Truthometer.
Okay, makes sense. Here she talks about limousines and the uptick in limo use under the president. Listen, 10 more seconds of Michelle Bachmann.
Under Barack Obama, the last 2 years, the number of federal limousines for bureaucrats has increased 73% in 2 years.
I had seen that number quoted somewhere else as well. Obviously, she ran with it. Where was she wrong?
She was wrong in a couple of ways here. One is the definition of limousine. This is based on a report done by a group here in Washington where I work, the Center for Public Integrity, and it relied on a government number that the government said was for limousines. But when you dig into it, and in fact, the Center for Public Integrity acknowledged this, limousine is defined very broadly and actually kind of squishy. It's not like it's the limo that you and I think of, you know,
right,
a black Lincoln Town Car. It could include a police car for a federal police agency. It could include an SUV that might be used in a protective way for someone in the U.S. State Department. So there were some problems with that piece of it. As for attributing it to Obama, when we dug into that, we found that the increase actually began in the 2009 budget year, and that was actually a budget that George W. Bush put together, and that was and it's entirely likely that some of those vehicle purchases occurred when President Bush was still in office. So we think it's a stretch for her to attribute that to Barack Obama, and so we gave that a barely true on our Truthometer.
Do you have – is there a way to gauge the people that are in the race right now, from Huntsman to Kaine to Bachmann to Romney, who is doing the best in terms of their fact-checking?
Well, you know, we probably have the best data on that, but again, realizing that we are choosing what to check every day. It's not like we check every statement.
Sure.
Bachmann says, or John Huntsman says. Now, if you look at their overall records, you can say factually of the statements that we have checked, Michelle Bachmann has earned a much higher percentage of false and pants on fire ratings. In fact, if you add them together, her record for her percentage for false and pants on fires is 69%. So more than two thirds of the 26 statements we've checked for Congresswoman Bachmann have been rated false or pants on fire. That's definitely a higher number than any other presidential candidate.
All right. So Michelle Bachmann and her Truthometer from those who watch that sort of thing. Michelle Bachmann for president. Question mark. I don't think you can underestimate her, frankly. I think there's a lot of interest in her candidacy. Will her candidacy wreak havoc on the presidential race once more of this stuff comes out? For example, now she denounces the Medicaid program for swelling the welfare rolls. The mental health clinic run by her husband is collecting Medicaid payments totaling about $137,000 a year. Figures NBC News. You know that the news media is going to dig into her and dig in and dig in and dig in. The company is called Bachmann and Associates, and Marcus Bachmann is her husband. He's a clinical therapist. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the hot hits, presidential race, and the focus on Michelle Bachmann. Now, we've been talking about her gaffes and things that she said that are not true. Here's radio host Bob Davis along with Tom Emmer and Ron Rosenbaum talking about the John Wayne comment that she made earlier this week.
We all recall the New Hampshire thing, which was a gaffe, and she admitted it, and it's all, we move on, okay? Then, in the middle of this discussion, this interview on Fox News yesterday, this is what she says.
Well, what I want them to know is, just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa, that's just the kind of spirit that I have, too.
No, it was John Wayne Gacy that was from Waterloo, Iowa. And she's from Waterloo. She's supposed to, it's not like Chicago, okay? It's a small enough town. She should have known that. Okay, so actually, John Wayne is from Winterset, Iowa. His parents were from Waterloo, and the campaign clarified that, but it makes you wonder. I mean, she does do occasionally this kind of, that's all.
Wait a second.
We're not trying to break bad on Michelle.
You're calling her out for saying John Wayne is from Waterloo when he was just from a different town in Iowa, and his parents were from Waterloo. What happens if John Wayne Gacy is from a different part of Iowa?
John Wayne Gacy had his picture taken with Nancy Reagan.
Here's the question. What happens if John Wayne Gacy is from a different part of Iowa? Is this even an issue?
No. I'm not calling her out. This is not a calling out. This is just kind of a fun conversation about occasionally politicians.
Oh, I forgot to have fun.
And she's not a flake. I mean, I'm just saying this is what we made a big thing about her not being a flake yesterday, and she goes out and makes a flaky statement. I mean, that's all I'm saying. We could go on. We can sort of cover up the calling out by saying, oh, you know,
Tom,
she's really a conservative.
Yes, I got a question. Do you consider what she did there a gaffe?
Is it a gaffe? I have no idea what the context was. I don't remember. I didn't hear.
She's from Waterloo. That was it. Trying to pin down a politician. Forget it.
Well, no, I have no idea. Does she consider John Wayne coming from Waterloo because his parents were there? I don't know.
No, he didn't come from Waterloo. He was born in Winterset.
I'm sure. He'd visit.
Here are the facts as we
know
them.
I mean, it's that simple.
John Wayne, the actor, not from Waterloo.
Okay. Boom.
John Wayne Gacy, serial killer, from Waterloo.
There you go.
She now, said. Just like John Wayne is from Waterloo.
I am from Waterloo.
I am from Waterloo.
So that's a gaffe.
This guy's having a pretty good time with that. Actually, it's pretty funny. Maybe not to you if you love Michelle Bachmann. Bachmann, 800-510-8255. All right, here's another host named Michelle McPhee, who works in Boston on a station. Normally, she's pretty right of center, but she thinks Chris Wallace was right.
Now, a lot of you forgave Michelle Bachmann for the ridiculous remark she made in Concord, New Hampshire.
What I love about New Hampshire and what we have in common is our extreme love for liberty. You're the state where the shot was heard around the world at Lexington and Concord.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, now she's come up with a real doozy. Michelle Bachmann is all done. You know what, folks? I hate to say it. Chris Wallace might have been obnoxious, but he was correct when he said Michelle Bachmann is a flake.
Well, what I want them to know is, just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa, that's the kind of spirit that I have, too.
Let's hear that one more time, Chris.
Well, what I want them to know is, just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa, that's the kind of spirit that I have, too.
Okay, only John Wayne was not from Waterloo. No. Do you know who was from Waterloo, folks? That would be John Wayne Gacy. Now, I have an utter fear of clowns. Clowns freak me out. John Wayne Gacy, who was known as the killer clown, he committed the rape and murder of 33 people.
Michelle McPhee there on Ms. Bachmann. It's 28 past the hour.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Surfer David Butcher puts Bullfrog Sunblock to the test.
I use Bullfrog because it stays on. I'm a surfer. I do recall that being the surfer's choice because it was the best as far as staying on in the water the longest and providing the best sunblock. I've used many other sunscreens, and no other brand stays on in the water as long as Bullfrog, my sunscreen of choice.
Invented, tested, and trusted by surfers. Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is for savings. Savings!
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
During the Talk Radio Countdown Show is one of my daily pleasures. Hopefully it is the same for you to listen to this review of the hot hits in talk radio as we find the sound from hundreds. Actually, we monitor hundreds of talk radio programs, usually focus in on 40 or so, and various hosts from the television world as well as the radio world. We're talking about the presidential candidates. We've mostly been focused on Michelle Bachmann. Let's spread that out a little bit. First, Keith in Lincoln, Kansas, would like to talk about all of the candidates. Go ahead.
Oh, I love the way you cover all of them. Here's my opinion. I want them to go after each other, like my candidate, Herman Cain. I want them to go after, like, if for example, Romney, Obamacare was copied after it. If for example, he used to be pro-choice and he's going back and forth, I want him to go after Michelle Bachmann and say, hey, what did you mean by Ed Bradley supporting him and his comment about Muslims being a lot better at murdering homosexuals in their countries than the American Christians do, or your comment about you said that you didn't take no money from your family farm, there were subsidies, or whatever little gaffe of 30,000 civilians being killed in Libya, or I don't want to go after cap and trade or farm subsidies from Ed Pawlenty or John Huntsman, the fact that he said that he thought healthcare was a right when he debated in 2007 in Utah. I want him to go after his own policies and say, hey, look, I believe in the debt limit shouldn't be raised. I prioritize Social Security, Medicare, and the military. I want to go after energy independence, take Canada, take the pipeline down to the Texas Gulf, let's triple it in the next, by 2025. I want to get away from giving oil and buying oil from the Mideast to ISIS. I want to get energy independence and drill here personally, and I want the fair tax. I want jobs created. I want to secure the border. This is what I want. I want to see these candidates do this, and specialize in what they're for, and go after each other.
Well, you make a good candidate yourself. You're onto the issue, sir. Thanks for your call, your suggestion, and your thoughts. 800-510-8255. That's a good call. Here is radio host John Sylvester, who focuses here on Tim Pawlenty's attempts to align himself with the blue-collar working class.
The man has signed on to every corporate trade deal. He is his garden variety Republican as they come. Completely supports everything Walker's doing. As a matter of fact, basically supports what Paul Ryan's doing. He says he's going to come up with his own plan, but that Paul Ryan's plan is better than nothing. He thinks because he grew up in a blue-collar background that that gives him credibility with people that are blue-collar. You know, I have to say, unfortunately, to some extent, he's right. There's a large number of blue-collar Republicans, fewer than there used to be, but there's still a large percentage of blue-collar Republicans that don't understand that you, in modern Republican Party, you're not a friend of the working man or woman. You're the antithesis of that. Tim Pawlenty's defied his upbringing. So is Sarah Palin. These people are phonies and balonies. And just because he went to a fish fry doesn't mean that he's not going to try to take someone's Medicare away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that we in America judge people on the most superficial things in the entire world. The bottom line is that Tim Pawlenty thinks the budget deficit that we have right now should be balanced on the backs of those people that are at the fish fry. And yet he wants us to believe that he somehow understands them because his dad was a meat packer. Well, I have news for you. Meat packers aren't the ones that are supporting him for president. He's going to get his money from Wall Street like all the other politicians. I'm so sick of the national media talking about all these superficial things rather than actually dealing with the issue at hand. There's one question that everyone running for president should be asked. Who should pay for this deficit? And I'm sick of hearing about shared sacrifice. And I'm sick of hearing about that somehow we've got to reform entitlement programs. We need to cut the Pentagon. We need to cut wasteful spending and giveaways to corporations. And we need to raise rich people's taxes. Period. You're either on the side of people that are collecting Social Security and Medicare, or you're on Wall Street's side.
All right. So to underscore what Mr. Sylvester is talking about, Tim Pawlenty isn't the only one. As a matter of fact, something that we ought to be talking about a great deal here at 800-510-8255, you can follow what we're talking about on Facebook as well, supporters of candidates like Mitt Romney announcing a new group that will spend unlimited sums of money to help his campaign. As we look ahead to the 2012 election, this PAC called Restore Our Future is the latest in a string of these super PACs that Karl Rove started. The capitalization on the court rulings, the Supreme Court has eased restrictions on corporate spending. The president has also a similar group to raise $1 billion, so he says. Under the rules, these super PACs have to operate independently of the candidates. What a joke. They are looking for as many. This has become a cottage industry, actually. The Campaign Legal Center, Campaign Watchdog Group, says that Romney so far has the most money, but that these PACs have been put together by lots of the candidates. So we look at the numbers here. So far, Romney has $120 million to influence next year's presidential race. $120 million. Both sides are engaging in this spending and trying to get the money. The PAC's creation makes sense, says Romney's spokesperson. Of course it does. If you're trying to tap into all of his rich pals, get as much money. The money will do nothing but corrupt the system. You know it, and I know it. So we have all of this money, not only for the presidential campaigns, but the congressional campaigns. Yesterday or the day before, I think I said, so far,
spending curve for just buying radio and television advertising looks like it'll exceed $3 billion for offices that pay $140,000 a year. Now, why do you think that happens? What do you think goes on behind closed doors with these people that have given all this money to get these people elected? You know, it's a corrupt system. So why do we sit by and take it? Don't believe that garbage from Rush Limbaugh about it being freedom of speech. There's nothing free about spending billions of dollars on political campaigns. Not that it wouldn't be great. I'd be a hypocrite if I said it wasn't good for the radio stations to carry this program and many other programs. But that isn't the point. The point is that it is corruption personified. Unbelievable, unbridled corruption. Here's radio host Bill Meyer talking to political blogger John Lebutier about the current field of candidates that now are trying to get you to choose them.
I am detecting, and I'm sure you have noticed there too, a lot of ho-humminess about the current GOP candidates for president. And you've been writing about that quite frequently.
Yeah, I think it's more than ho-humminess. I think it's downright disdain for this field. And I'll give you the latest proof. We had a Zogby poll came out on Tuesday of Republicans. Who do you like that's running for president? And in order, the number one guy out of all these people that are running was Herman Cain at 19%. Number two was Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, at 16%.
He's not running.
He's not running. And Romney down at 11%. So here's what we learned right away. Cain at 19 and Christie, who's not running at 16, 35% of the Republican voters like either someone who's not running or someone who's never run for anything and, frankly, is not going to win the nomination but is the most unlike all the rest. He's black, not in politics, against the way things are going on. So they're for him or they're for a guy who's not running. The front runner, so we're told by the media, at 11 pathetic percent is Mitt Romney. All of that tells me that the public, the Republican public, is beside themselves over this field. They don't like anything. They're unhappy. They haven't found the guy. They haven't found him.
Why do you think that is the case? Because you would take a look at President Obama's leanings here right now, and just his record is, for all intents and purposes, John, so pathetic, you would think that there would be strong candidates just practically tripping over themselves to take this guy on in 2012.
I agree with you, but I think that these professional political people have looked at this and thought, taking this guy on, he's going to have $1 billion. The media loves him. He's an African-American. If I go after him too hard, I'll be called a racist. And if a year from now the economy is appreciably better or the perception is better, then he will be, tough to defeat. And I think that's why they've all bailed out, leaving us with second and third tier candidates.
Wow. That's pretty damning. That's quite an indictment, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. The TSA up next, as they ought to be on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Dr.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The TSA pat-down controversy, whether or not a dying woman was forced to remove her adult diaper, is that appropriate? Talk host Mark Patrick speaks to aviation consultant Jay Radcliffe about this treatment of the 95-year-old woman.
I don't believe I've ever had a story that disgusts me more than this one.
Every single week it seems like we have some sort of story come out where a child is screened, what many of us consider inappropriate, or if we have, in this instance, an elderly woman who, again, 95 years old, with limited time to live, and being subjected to what she's being subjected to. It's very frustrating. And on one hand, we've got thousands, tens of thousands of employees who are never screened. They're allowed to go to the airport, and
right.
They can pass freely, bypass the security checkpoint. Some of these individuals making very little money, and to me, a susceptible individual, you know, as far as trying to get past security. We've got tarmac security around the country that's a joke, where people literally can walk up to airplanes and have access to them.
Just this week, Jay, pilots now do not have to go through the screening process. They've been given a pass.
Well, yeah. I mean, pilots for years have said, hey, we should be above screening. We're the ones that are protecting, you know, we've got the lives of every passenger
in
our hands.
Yeah, I guess if a pilot's going to do something like, I mean, they've got the control, so they could just, you know, point the plane down to the ground and everyone dies anyway, right?
Exactly. And they're saying, why is it that we are being subjected to this, where you've got the, you know, the employees around the country who are not subjected in many instances to any screening whatsoever as they go back and forth to work. And you know, it's frustrating because, again, the phrase that I've used for the better part of 10 years is that we're simply managing the perception of security. And I've never, ever, ever been a fan of the TSA. I recognize there's a job to be done. But, you know, Matt, we've got an agency that on their second anniversary in 2004, and they spend – $500,000 on an awards dinner where they hand out lifetime achievement awards. It's obvious that we're dealing with an agency and a group of individuals whose focus is way off the mark here because they're not doing, obviously, what they should be doing.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we are focused here as we wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show on this incident, the TSA pat-down of this dying woman. Jean Weber says her mother was subjected to this embarrassment through just through the usual TSA nonsense. Here on CNN, Brooke Baldwin actually speaks to Jean Weber about what happened to her mother.
Let's just start at the beginning. You were there. Take me through what happened.
I was there to escort my mom to the plane. She was headed back to Michigan, which is her home. She knows that her time here is probably limited due to her age and her health. And she has much family and friends up there, her church group and all, and she just wanted to be home. I had a pass so I could take her all the way to the airplane, and as we got to the gate there, or not the gate, but the portal to go into security, mm-hmm. They wanted her, because she walked through, well, I had to remove her shoes, she didn't have her cane, and she cannot walk without support. So I said, well, can she go through in the wheelchair? And they said, of course she can, you know, use the wheelchair. I said, I just don't feel comfortable. If she'd fall, it would be terrible. And so I went through and waited in the area where they pointed out for me to sit. And then they eventually wheeled her through on another gate, brought her back into a glassed-in area at the back of the security. And
is that when they felt something?
They patted her down.
That's when they felt something suspicious on her leg and said, we need to take her in a private area.
That is correct. And so they took her in the private area. I couldn't understand what they felt on her leg, but apparently she had wet in her Depends, and then they kind of bunch up and it made a hard spot, which is what they came out and told me after a while. They came out and said, well, it was her Depends. They were wet, and they had bunched up. They looked like, you know, they were used.
I'm sure for you as her daughter, it was incredibly difficult, you know, observing this. I know your mom was a nurse for 65 years, and you say this was just a hiccup for her. I know it's not just a hiccup for you, but I do want to read what the TSA is saying just to get their side, and then I'll get your reaction. The TSA says this: we have reviewed the circumstances involving the screening and determined that our officers acted professionally according to proper procedure, did not require this passenger to remove an adult diaper. So they say professional here. They stand by their actions. You, on the other hand, say what?
I say the agents there were acting professionally. They were doing their job according to the instructions of the TSA and their policies. The part about my mother and removing her Depends, I went back in the room with her and I talked to them, and they said that they could not clear her with this wad in there because they could not feel it carefully or examine it.
Well, Jean, they say they gave you other options. What were those other options?
They offered to get her bag off of the out of the plane and bring it back so I could get a clean Depends. And I said, well, late, I can't see how you can get the bag back here, and I can get my mother changed in that amount of time. I'm the one that asked them about removing it, but my options were, A, we had to get the Depends off of her, or B, she was not going to get on the plane.
Al-Qaeda wins again, thanks to the TSA. Here's host Michael Berry talking about how much Al-Qaeda has changed America.
The state of martial law, the imposition of the government upon our lives, what we've seen since 9/11, they've done so much more damage using our TSA, our Department of Homeland Security, to our way of life than they ever could have on a battlefield. And it is amazing to me. It is truly amazing to me that these nincompoop TSA agents, TSA's come out with a statement, by the way. As you might have imagined, the people who made the little old lady remove her adult diaper, they were following procedure. So if tomorrow procedure is that they rape her and you have a problem with them raping her, don't, because they're following procedure. And if the day after you're not allowed to wear an adult diaper on planes, they were just following procedure. They're always just following procedure. Quadriplegic has to get off the plane? Sorry, just following procedure. Have to bust down your door? Make sure you're not a terrorist? Just following procedure. Nothing to worry about, though.
Yeah. Under martial law, they have done more damage to us with this than any bombs ever could, and we continue to sit here and take it. That's the story of the TSA. What an embarrassment. What a blemish. What a blight on America. That's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.